A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Nun Dalid, Ksubas 54a, pagination is 107. We're going to be starting from the bottom of the facing page, one line up, at Boi Rebbe Elazar. One quick quote from the previous staff, which is Nun Beis Amud Beis, 52b, there's a law that benon nukvan, the middle of the Mishnah, the female children, dihaven lichiminoi, which we're going to have together, yaven yasvi bevesi, will be able to sit in my house, umitzenon minichsi, and be sustained from my assets, ad detilokhon leguvrin, until they will be taken by husbands. And that rule that a man has in the obligations of Ksuba regarding the daughters is considered Tanai Ksuba. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph, it's mentioned, even if it's not mentioned in the Ksuba, that is a binding obligation that the daughters will continue to be sustained. That obligation to the daughters takes on a bit of a mind of its own. The Ramah mentions, afilu machla imam kisubasa. Even let's say there's a divorce and the mother forgives the ksuba. You don't have to pay it. Yesh lebanos mizonos, the daughters will still be entitled to sustenance because that's an obligation that's created through this Tanai Bezdin. It actually is the rights of the daughters and it's not in the mother's rights to be mochel it, to forgive it. The daughters have that right and nothing that the mother's going to do is going to affect the daughter's rights. Our Gemara poses three questions regarding unusual cases where a daughter was produced from this union and there was not a normative ksuba between the man and his wife. Boi Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. Bas Shania, if there's a girl who's the daughter of a rabbinically forbidden union, a Shania is a woman who's forbidden rabbinically. It's a second level erva. It's not the biblical erva, it's a second level. Yesh la mazonos o ein la mazonos, does she get sustenance or does she not get sustenance? The Gemara explains. Kevin de Lesla Ksuba, the mother does not have a Ksuba because Chazal withheld Ksuba from her because they didn't like the union. They want her to do a divorce. She's not supposed to be married there. So she did not get a Ksuba. So Lesla Mizoni, so maybe the daughter does not get the additional addendums to Ksuba law. Odilma, or maybe, Ima da of the Isura Kansua Rabbanon. The mother did something wrong, so the rabbis came in with a fine, and they said, every other woman gets ksuba in her marriage, but you don't. We don't like the marriage. Ihi de lo avda isura, but the girl never did anything wrong. Lo kansua rabbonon, perhaps the rabbis did not institute this fine, so to speak, this withholding of normative rights of sustenance. Teiku. Let the question stand. It's a good question. The ksuba doesn't exist regarding the mother. What would be regarding the child? A second question. Bo'i Rava. Basa Rusa, the daughter of a woman with whom the man only had kiddushin. It only progressed to the point of Erusin, and he was with her. And produced a daughter. Yesh la mazonos, so ein la mazonos. does she get sustenance, this daughter, or does she not? Kevan de isla ksuba, it definitely is a case where ksuba applies. It's a regular, normal marriage. Isla, so maybe the daughter should get. Odilma, or maybe. Kevan de lo takinu rabban ksuba chas nesuin. Since the rabbis didn't institute the obligation of ksuba until the marriage relationship reaches nesuin, chupa, yichud, taking her as a wife in a formal way. So ksuba obligations have not yet really kicked in. Lesla, so perhaps the daughter, who's getting sustenance almost as an addendum to the ksuba, so she wouldn't get sustenance. It technically never started. Teku, it's a good question. Let the question stand. And the third question. Bai Rav Papa asked. Bas Anusa, the daughter of a woman whose relationship started because she was assaulted by the man, and the man has an obligation now to take her as a wife, v'lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav, and he's not allowed to send her away. He pays up the equivalent of a ksuba to the father of the girl right away, and he's not going to be allowed to send her away, and there's not going to be a regular chiyuv ksuba afterwards. It's already been paid up, so to speak, to the father. So the daughter of such a woman in a regular relationship, at this point, I mean, he's regular married to her, fully married to her, but there is no ksuba in this relationship anymore, no ksuba, because he paid it up already. Yesh la mizonos o ein la mizonos. Does the daughter have these rights of mizonos or not? And the Gemara explains the question. Aliba de Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda lo tibay lach. I'm not asking my question according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Anusa the Amar, because he holds yesh la ksuba mone, that she does have a ksuba. Ki tibay lach. I'm asking my question, as I explained as we began this case, Aliba de Rabbanon, according to the rabbis, the Amri, that they say, Yotza Kesef Kenosa Biksubasa, that the money that he pays up to the father is considered the money of Ksuba, and he would not have to pay Ksuba again when he dies. His estate doesn't have to pay. It's already been paid. So Ksuba is over, possibly, from one perspective. Mai, so what's the halacha? Kevan de lesla ksuba lesla mizoni. Since the mother doesn't have ksuba, so the daughter is not entitled to mizonos, to sustenance, odilma, or maybe, ksuba taima mai, why is there no ksuba kadesh lo te kala be'inav lehotzia, so that he should not find it easy to get rid of her, and that's why we have ksuba generally as a deterrent. He's got to think twice before he gives a get. So this particular woman doesn't have ksuba, not because there's anything wrong with her, nothing about her marriage that gives her less rights. It's just that he's not entitled to get rid of her, so there's no ksuba. But any other ksuba rights should be in effect, and the daughters should get sustenance. Teku. Good question. Let the question stand. Again, dealing with a woman who does not have ksuba, do the addendums to the ksuba take effect or not? Three questions. All three landed with teku. Let the question stand. In Simen Kuf Yud Beis Sif Hei, the Mechaber mentions these three cases and rules Ein lohem mizonos, that after the father's death, they're not going to get sustenance, avo b'chayov, but during his lifetime, hu chayev b'mizonoson, he's going to have to pay. The Beis Shmuel considers an interesting possibility after the father's death, where he's not obligated by strict law because it's teiku. The question remains, and you can't prove that you're entitled to sustenance. So the Beis Shmuel brings a possibility, im tofsa ein motzien mimeno. If the daughter would grab assets to pay for her sustenance, since she's in a quasi-state, and we're not quite sure if she has these rights legislated by the Beis Din, or is she just going to become, unfortunately, an orphan charity case, if she would grab something from her father's house to pay for her sustenance, ein motzien miyada, she's allowed to keep it, because once she's holding it, she can say, hey, the Gemara paskin teiku, the question stands. So it might be in my favor, it might be in your favor. If you're the one who has the money, so then you keep it. But if I now have the money, you would have to prove that the question is not in my favor, and therefore she would be able to keep those assets. He continues and observes the logistical downside of such a possibility is that when it comes to sustenance, it's not a lump sum that she's entitled to. She's entitled to mizonos devar yom biyomo, sustenance every day. So how much could she grab and actually have rights under the title mizonos, sustenance? We could explore the possibility that she lets this relationship ride, borrows money, let's say, and then grabs one lump sum to reimburse for a long period of time. She grabs one vase and walks out with it, pawns it, and gets the $1,000 that she needed, let's say. But that's the problem. Whatever the solutions might be, it's only an entitlement of mizonos devar yom biyomo daily. We began by mentioning that once ksuba is in place, the daughter's rights kind of take on a mind of their own. As the Rama mentioned, even if the mother would be mochel the ksuba, forgive her rights, the daughter would retain her rights to sustenance. Beis Shmuel observes similarly that if the mother acted immorally, she did znus, the daughter of that union would not lose her rights, because the mother's behavior is not going to impact the daughter once the daughter's ksuba rights have been in place. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.